Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has made defending human rights a policy priority. Everyone, everywhere is entitled to fundamental human rights, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the Human Rights Defender Awards ceremony.
And it's because we know that a world where human rights are respected is profoundly in our interest, as the last 4 years have underscored. Countries that respect human rights are, on the whole, more stable, more secure, more peaceful. They're more reliable partners. They're better stewards of our shared planet.
The Human Rights Award recipients this year are courageous individuals who have been willing to take extraordinary risks to defend fundamental rights. One of those is Juana Alicia Ruiz. In the aftermath of Colombia's civil war, she joined other women from the community to create a project to help survivors recount their abuses and to process their traumas through quilting. In Ghana, Ebenezer Piga and his organization started developing and distributing daily virtual updates that provide thousands of LGBTQI+ the information that they need to avoid vigilante groups. Mary Anna Abunda left her home in the Philippines for Kuwait and ended up as a domestic laborer, where she endured exploitation and abuse. She teamed up with fellow workers to create an organization that advocates for the rights of domestic workers and other migrant laborers in Kuwait. In Azerbaijan, Rufat Safarov was falsely accused of bribery and sentenced to 9 years in prison in a sham trial. Upon his release, he founded an organization to help people who are targeted for defending human rights. The government has again detained him for seeking a visa to come to the U.S., said Secretary Blinken.
The government of Azerbaijan should release Rufat and release him immediately, as well as all the other journalists, human rights defenders, political opponents, and others that are unjustly detained.
Tulani Rudolf Maseko dedicated his entire life to advancing human rights in Eswatini. On January 21, 2023, he was shot and killed in his home. No one has been held accountable. Other award winners include Aida Jumanazarova of Kyrgyzstan, Manghri Lian of Burma, and Amparo Carvajal of Bolivia. To our honorees today, said Secretary Blinken, to everyone fighting for human rights around the globe, I urge you to keep setting the example. Keep challenging us to prove worthy of your courage. Keep holding us accountable.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.